The base of Medalev, Rashi is about halfway down the page, a little less than halfway down the page. The Zakman of the Milvo, Shlonosan Lo Shimon de Meha Soda, Akasa Lo Shtar Chebelein. So Shimon had not paid, bought the field from Reuben, but had not paid for it yet. And he wrote a Shtar Chebelein, but he owes Reuben the money for the field. Now, Reuben's Bal Chayv came, Reuben died, Reuben's Bal Chayv came to the field. He used the money that he was going to pay for the field. He had gathered them. He had now had the money to pay for the field. Reuben's Bal Chayv comes to collect the field, and Shimon argues, I might as well take that money, because since Reuben owes me for Achrayus, so when the field's taken away from me, he's going to owe me the money. So it comes out the money that I owe him, he's going to owe me. So I might as well use that money to keep the field from the Baal Chayv. So the Yisraelim argue, Metaltli Shabak Avun Gabach. The Bal Chayv of our father did not owe him anything. We had no character. So we had no chayv to the Bal Chayv. It's only you had. Therefore, that money that you paid the Bal Chayv, arguing that we would have had to pay you, is not true, because metalti liyasmi lo mishtabdi the Bal Chayv. Vato gam ato ein lecho lachzor leno al achrayus if ish ein lono karka miyavinu. So, had the field been taken away from you, you would have no recourse to come back to us. So you can't argue that the chayv that you have to us and the chayv that we have to you cancel each other out, because we have no chayv to you. You would have no recourse to come to us, but you owe us a chayv. So the money that you paid so-and-so, tough luck on you, but you still owe us the chayv. So Rava says that the smart thing for him to do would be magvil hu arab kishatavu yeha yisaymim. When the yisaymim come in to pay the money that he owes for the field, so he has to pay, like Rambam Chama says, but give for them a karka, but the man most, he should give them a karka. Bahadur gabi minayu shil achrayis abiyam. And then, now, the Yisraelim own a piece of karka, which they didn't buy now, but they got it as a payment for a chayv, which was there from beforehand. So now, he, as the Baal Achrayus of the field, his field's been taken away from the Baal Chayv. He had to pay the Baal Chayv. So now the father owes him money based on the Achrayus for the field, or for the payment of the money instead of the giving of the field. So now he comes as a Bal Chayv to the Yisraelim and says, you have karka. They can't argue, this is not Yerusha. That we just bought it now. This came through a Chayv. So something which comes with the chayv that is owed to your father has a lachak equivalent of Yerusha, because the father had some ownership. We discussed before that the Ritva says that a shibud is a mixed kinyan. So it's a mixed kinyan. It's a mixed kinyan to the point that there's a gemara b'sachin. Second parak, we have a mandamer called the Bal Chayv of Afreihu Gaiva. When the Bal Chayv is Gaivit, it works retroactively. Even by Metaltel. It's a Kabachavah by Karka, that we look at it, it's not that it's a new purchase, this is part of what the father was merish to the children, was the schus to get this piece of Karka, which is now expanded into a full-fledged reality. Okay. So, and that's the statement of Rabba Baravua, that Yisraelim, which were Gaib, the Karka, Bal Chayv, Shel Aviyim, because the regard was some of him, kilo nafal mamash birusha. So karka, which the yisamim buy now, the Baal Chayav has no recourse to, but karka, which the yisamim collected based on a chayv, somebody who is the Baal Chayav of the father, somebody that the father owes money to, has a right to collect that karka. Okay. So the Gemara. Omer Rabba, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Reuben Shemacher calls the Dois of Lashimin. Reuben sold all of his property at one shot to Shimon. So, okay. Because of Shimon, Omer Sada Achas Alevi. Then Shimon took one of the properties that he received from Reuben and sold it to Levi. Vosa Balchayv to Reuben. And now the Balchayv that has the Chayv on Reuben is coming to collect karka. Okay. So the question is, can he go to get that one piece of karka from Levi? Or does he have to go to Shimon? Or alternatively, does he have to go dafka to Levi? And or not. So, in a scenario where, let's change the scenario. So, Reuben had multiple fields and he had a balchayv. Shimon b'shtar. So, we assume that's something which can be, there's a curl, it's made a shtar, it's a curl. So, the people who are buying property from Reuben are aware of his debts. And Shimon came and bought one field from Reuven. And then Levi came afterwards and bought the remaining field. So then the Baal Chayav has to go to Levi. Because Shimon argues that when I bought the karka, when I bought the property from Reuven, I left over the dafka karka to be available to you, to Baal Chayav, to collect from. So he shifted the schus gevia from the field that he bought to the remaining field, which is the Bnei Charon by Reuven. When Levi bought the field from Reuven, knowing that there's a balchayv, he's accepted the consequences by doing that. So by leaving over karka by Reuven, he who's the balchayv, he has Shimon has effectively removed the responsibility from himself. Over here, Shimon bought all of Reuven's karka, and then Levi argues, I left karka by Shimon. But Shimon is not really the Baal Chayav. Reuven's the Baal Chayav. But on the other hand, Shimon bought all the karka from Reuven, as it were, he took over Reuven's responsibility. So Shimon could argue, I left a piece of karka by Shimon took over all responsibilities by buying all of the karka. And I left karka by you, so I've left the Baal Chayav where to collect from. Shimon's argument is I'm not the one who's responsible, Batsa. We're both purchasers in this situation. I'm not the one who has the personal responsibility. So you can't argue that you left karka by me to be a valid argument. So that's the shayla. So Rabbi says, Ratzim is Egoib or Ratzim is Egoib. The Baal Chayav can collect from either one. Now, however, the Gemara says like this. Elders of the Beninus. This is talking about that Levi bought a karka which is Beninus. The Baal Chayav's schus gevia is specifically in Beninus. So if all the karka is by the Baal Chayav, by the original debtor, in this case Reuven, so then the Baal Chayav comes to collect and all the karka is there. He collects the Baal Chayav's schus to collect is Beninus. So now all the property is by Shimon. So again,
so what would happen if Reuven has a property that's this and but he sold property to Shimon that's Beninus.
So now the Baal Chayav collects some of the Bnei Charon, which is Idus.
Okay, so it's only the Shibud.
It's only Shibud when there are other options. So now. So now all the property was sold to Shimon. So again, the Baal Chayav comes to Shimon. He's right to collect this from Beninus. because he has his ikar schus is beninus. Now Levi bought the beninus, so that's what Rabbi says. Rabbi says in that situation, the Shimon has the Baal Chayv has a right to go to the property of beninus, which is by Levi. Or Levi argues that in some level, Levi argues I left property by Shimon, which he took over the chayv, and even though what's by Shimon is idis, the Baal Chayv has a right to collect that. So that's the chiddush over here, where we are looking at Shimon in some way as taking over the responsibility of Reuven. Okay. Well, Zovna Idis Ziburis, but if Levi bought either Idis or Ziburis, Matzi Amrleid, so the Levi can tell the Baal Chayv, Lachi Tarchi Mizvini Ara Lechazalecha. Why I simply bought Karka, which was not the one you're supposed to get, and I left the Beninus by Shimon, is because I'm leaving over where for you to be Geiber from Shimon. So then he has to go to the Beninus by Shimon.
What's the
chiddush in that? Well, the chiddush is these are both purchasers. It's not the Baal Chayv. It's about the Baal Chayv. That's Pasha. Right? But that they, whatever purchaser the purchaser buys, he's leaving space by the Baal Chayv, the true Baal Chayv, the true debtor. But over here, they're both purchasers. So we're giving Shimon the status of a lekeach, but also we're giving him a status of he's taken over all of the karka Reuven. He's taken over Reuven's responsibility to some extent. So we're dotting Shimon somewhere in the middle.
Okay, but the Levi, if he's got is in Zeburis, I mean that's not Meshubut at all.
Well, that's not really true because we're seeing in the scenario where Levi bought Zeburis. The Baal Chayv can go to Shimon and Klatidis.
We have a Sue is another
Kaka related. So we are giving the Baal Chayv saying that you, Shimon, took over. In other words, the Baal Chayv says, Shimon, you bought all the karka, you by definition took over the Chayv. So I have a right to be governed from you. The fact that you sold off a property, you abandoned it to somebody else, that's your problem. I mean, you took over the responsibility. You shouldn't have sold off that piece of karka, which is Beninus. So I'm going to collect from you it is. But Levi, on the other hand, by not buying all of the karka, but only buying one piece of karka, is saying, you can't argue that you bought... So my Shiva now, right now, by Shimon... Baal Chayv says, "My Shimon b'Shimon really extends all of the karka. He's not just on the Beninus. Now you bought the Idis from him, or you bought the Ziburis from him." So he says, "No, I've been simply Dafka left over Beninus, which is what you have achieved to go to first. But Dafka, I shouldn't be considered a part of the equation by Shimon." Okay, so the more Veloya Moron, Beninus Nami Loya Moron. Even if Levi bought Beninus, if he left by Shimon a karka Beninus, it's a different story. This that the Baal Chayv has a right to go to Levi is because Levi left over no Beninus. Aval shavak Beninus dichvasa, but if Levi left over another piece of karka Beninus by Shimon. I left you what to collect from, so you can't come to me. Okay, let's see Rashi. Close to Yosef. It's in Rashi in the wide lines, five lines down. Close to Yosef. Reuben sold all of his fields to Shimon Bishtar Echad. He sold it one time. The Mishnei Shtoris, if he sold the property at different times, so then, even though Shimon is the let's say before Shimon sells to Levi, Shimon buys half of the property, then he buys the other half of the property. The Baal Chayv can only collect from the second half, because when Shimon bought the first half, he left Karka by Reuven, and his argument is, I left it by you, Reuven, because I want the Balchayim to collect from that. So he left the Balchayim where to collect from. So the same way, if Reuven sold half of the Karka to Shimon and half of the Karka to Levi, the Balchayim only goes to Levi and not to Shimon. If Reuven sold both half the karka to Shimon, then the other half of the karka to Shimon, the Balchayim only goes to the second, the karka sold in the second purchase. The B'shtei Shoris, if Reuven sold the property to Shimon in two times, two separate Shoris, so then in Gavim Levi, then the Balchayim has no right to go to Levi, Elim Kein Lokach Mi Shimon, Oysa Shalokach Mi Reuven Bachreino. Then, when Levi buys it from Shimon, we said we have to look what Levi bought. If Levi bought something which came in the second purchase, so Levi bought where the Shibud is. If Levi bought what came to Shimon in the first purchase, Levi says, there's no sheep, there's no Mokum Gvi over there. So Levi tells the Balchayv that the property which I bought from Shimon, Shimon had left you Mokum by Reuven to collect from when that property was bought, and I bought that property. Then from it, Mechasim Shibonim, Mokum Sheish Bnei Charin. You, Balchayv, have no right to go to this Karka anymore when there was Bnei Charin left by Reuven. So Shimon bought everything in one shot, and then he sold part of the property to Levi. Can Messiah also the Zoban Levi Mishimin Baininis only in a scenario where Shimon bought Levi bought the Baininis. Shibud Balchayb Aleha. That's where the Balchayb's Ikr Shibud is. And Balashavak Baininis Misharubin Ezel Shimon, and there was no Baininis left by Shimon. Hilka. Ratza Ligbois Mishimin Idis Gaiva. So if the Balchayim wants to go to Shimon and collect the Idis, he could do so. Domerle, Atola Kata Kola Sadis, you, Shimon, bought all of the property. So you basically taken over all responsibility for my Chayv. Because man she'emsa mishal Reuven etzlecha klum, and as long as there's something left in Reuven, lo atriach as Levi, I will not go to Levi, she'niach li mokam ligvis, that he's left me where to collect from. So you're functioning somewhat like Reuven, that if Reuven had kept karka and sold some of the karka, I would have to go to Reuven and collect. By buying everything, you've done that to me, to yourself. However, that's what, on the one hand, but also, Ratzo mi Levi Gaiva. Kaganim lo yimsa etzo shimen mishal Reuven elaziburis, if all there is by, and so now obviously any Balchayim is going to collect if there's Idis by Shimon, logic would dictate he'll go to Shimon and take the Idis, which he has a right to, rather than go to Levi and get the Baininis. But let's say all Shimon had was Ziburis, so then in that situation he would like to go to Levi. Gaber Baininis mi Levi Damar Le Lakata Shibudi Baininis Shadini Mutala, I have a right to get Baininis, and you have the Baininis. Valvagab the ilu loka Levi the Baininis zu me Reuven v'hinich etzlo ziburis. What would be if Levi bought it from Reuven and Reuven kept the piece of ziburis? So Balchayim comes to Levi and says, "You got my Baininis. I left you Bnei Charin by Reuven." Yeah, but that's ziburis. Well, that's the loka. The Balchayim collects the ziburis, which is Bnei Charin, and we move a shibud down to ziburis. L'hayochol Balchayim the Reuven lachzer al Levi. The Balchayim of Reuven cannot go to Levi if Levi bought a rain from Reuven and left Ziboris by Reuven, Kiznan, and if Reuven Chosim Shabbatim and Machem Sheish Bnei Charin, the Filo Hain Ziboris, even though the Bnei Charin is Ziboris, you cannot collect from Balchayim when he left Karka by Reuven. So why we're here is the difference. Chosim who the Reuven Balchayim by who? That's because Reuven is the true bona fide Balchayim. The Chum said by the true Balchayv, so to protect sales, we're going to say, Chum said, as long as there's something by the true Baal Chayv, you cannot collect from the Kukais. Avakan Shimon Lav ben Baal Chayva who Va'afa Lav Mikarach Tirfa who bought. Collecting from Shimon is also using the excuse of collecting from the Kukas. There's no protection of one Lekeach versus another Lekeach. Okay. Zaka Gemara. Amar Abaya. So that moment, the Baal Chayv exclusive is only in Zeboris. And the earlier purchasers argued we left space by Reuven to collect from. Now the third purchaser comes and buys Zeboris from Reuven. Reuven has no karka anymore. The Baal Chayv has to go to the third purchaser. Because again, they argue the earlier purchaser says we left by Reuven what to collect from, so your schus was moved to that last character. Thank you. Yeah.
What, three different people?
Three different people. Right, three different people from Reuven.
Land from
Reuven. Or two from Reuven. Yeah.
Two questions. One, it's the same person. But they're different sales. Does the horse being sold last?
I'm not sure. Could be he has a right to argue that Lamaisa, the Shibud was shifted to the Zibaris. The fact that I'm the same purchaser shouldn't make a difference. Could be that's true.
What?
I think so, yeah.
We're assuming that since it's unstated here, that whatever land is left by Reuven and maybe then sold later or retained is sufficient to cover the.
Yeah, it's one case with everything. Right, correct. Right, so if it's not, so then you work backwards. There's multiple sales, you would work backwards, collect on the last lokach and then some from the earlier lokach. Okay. Amar Abaya, Reuven shemarcha sara l'shimon b'achrayis. Ba'osu b'al chayv de Reuven b'katara flaminei. So the b'al chayv of Reuven is coming to collect Shimon's field, the field that Shimon bought. So dinahu de ozer Reuven umafzile. So Reuven is going. He doesn't have money, but he has an argument against the chayv. So Reuven has some argument against the chayv. So Reuven can go to Beis Din. Lamotzi Armalei, the Baal Chayv can't say to Reuven, La Baal Darab Nidiyat. So there is a concept of Allah of La Baal Darab Nidiyat, that the only people who have the right to play a role in Beis Din is either the person who is the two litigants or Edim. But if Reuven cannot function as an aid, and right now since the chayv is on the karka, Reuven has nothing to pay with, and the skus gevia is from Shimon right now, so the chayv says, right now I'm dealing with Shimon. So what do you want over here? What's your role? So the Mor says that he can't tell Reuven that. Why not? Meshum d'armalei, the mafkas minei alai hoder. Okay. So, in the first version of the Gemara, Reuven argues, yeah, but whatever happens to Shimon, since I sold the Bechrayis, I'm going to be held responsible at the end. So I am a Baldover over here. It's totally relevant to me at this point in time. And I'm a Baldover as well. V'ikah de Amri, And the second version says, "Afila Shlobach Rais Nami." Even if Reuven sold the Shimon, the karka to Shimon Shlobach Rais, which means that Shimon has no recourse to go back to Reuven. So then the Baal Chayav says, "Reuven, what's in the gate to you?" Right. Now, if Reuven's argument is that the Chayav is not true, so that's you know, we need to be aware of that. But Reuven's coming in saying, you know, that they, well, you know, some type of other types of arguments, like Rashi would say, he has a Gilgal Shua on him from somewhere else. So to be not a Baal Dover. He says, no, he is a Baal Dover. Damerle lo lichali to the heavily the Shimon Taruma Salai. I am a Baal Dover by the virtue of the fact that I don't want Shimon to have a tied on me. Tarumas, a complaint against me that I sold him a karka, which was taken away from him, and I have a way to protect it, that's also enough to give him a status of Voldover. Sakrashi. Dinahu the also Rubin of Mafsile. Imeshalo of Shum Gilgal Devorim, Laksh of Khoiv Kankhoiv, or Yishtabali de la Paraticha. She's making arguments not denying that there was a chayv, but he has a shtar. She's collecting, obviously only collecting from Meshubadim that there's a shtar. She not believe that Pratika can get the shtar. Yeah, but I want you to swear. So the Baal Dover has the right to ask him to swear. Shimon says, Shimon can't ask it because Shimon is a Shema. He says, maybe Reuven paid you. That's not. He can't be Tevei Yeshua on that. Reuven says, I want to be Tevei Yeshua. Bori Yadayach is not a Bori. Shimon says, listen, I don't know, but Reuven tells me that he paid, so I want you to swear. That's not Bori Yadayach is not a Bori. So Shimon can't be Tevei Yeshua. Reuven says, I'll be the Tevei Yeshua. So the question is, who's Reuven? What's it relevant to him? So he can't say Labal Dorm Diyat. Any Torah from Mimchoklum, I'm not coming to you. Because Reuven says, "The mafkas mina olai hoder ma shatam motzi mimenu yachzor olai. Whatever you collect from him comes back to me." V'ikad army afilo shlobach reis nami mocha Reuven l'Shimon l'motzo amalei balchayv the Reuven le Reuven la baldarim diyat. The balchayv can't tell Reuven la baldarim diyat because he could say, even though there's no financial difference. There is the social emotional difference of the person is being upset at me. Now Tosis raises the question that there is a halacha, brother permit me, he has to swear. So even if Shimon's tain is shema, but there was a kana sechamim brother permit minichasim shabbatim. So the case was, Tosha says, that Shimon had been moichel that schus to the Baal Chayv, and now he can't, once he's moichel. Reuven comes and says, yeah, but that's very nice, but I want to be mechayev him ashua because I'm tining that he paid. So the question was Reuven, and that's the case that would be relevant. That's embedded in this long Tosha over here. That's one line in the Tosha. Okay. Amar Abaye. Reuven shemot mocher sod of the Shimon Shlobach Rais. So Reuven sold the field to Shimon Shlobach Rais. V'yotzo lov asikin. And now there was people which are coming and disputing Reuven's claim to the field. So actually Hixik Ba Yochalasuba. If Shimon has not paid the money yet, so yeah, because that's a Kenyan. So he can back out of the deal. And he hasn't done a Kenyan Chazaka yet. That's it. Shem Darmale, Chiyasa the Kitri, Savarta Bikibilta. So it's an idiom. It says you bought a bag, a sack full of knots. So it's a knotty problem that you've agreed to by buying this property. You have You're stuck with it. Okay. The more the mamas I max ball, what's considered a king of Chazaka? Mechidayish Amitzri. When the person walks around all of the boundaries of the field, that's considered a form of a Chazaka. Tosis grapples with, like, I mean, there's a Mishnah which tells you what a chazak is, like, you know, why is this, you know, all of a sudden the Mar wakes up here in this Ksubas and Tzadik Yom Aleph, it's also Mar Mekam and Dav Ches, and says, what is a chazak? I'm like, hello, it's Mishnayis. Okay, so Tosis says we could have a case where Kenya he actually gave money, Emil Kessa was kind of character, that he wasn't kind of, because he put some type of clause in it, and the more is saying, for that type of situation, what's considered a kim of this next stage, that the Kessa will now be kind of. Okay. So this is a case of Shaloi Bachrayas. Ikud Amri, Afila Bachrayas Nami. So even if Reuven sold the field to Shimon Bar Chayes, so now the first lashon holds. At that point in time, Shimon has the right to back out, because even if there's going to be a problem at the end, if there's going to be a problem at the end, he'll go back to Reuven anyway. So let's just deal with it now. The second lashon says no. Reuven sold to Shimon Bar Chayes, and now there's this whole asik taking place. So Shimon wants to back out. Reuven says, "Listen, one second. The sale is valid. It's done." What's your argument? That since it's Bachrayas, you come at them anyway. Fine. When they win in the court and you court awards you a star tirfa for me, I'll deal with you. But achvi tirfacha, b'shamulcha, show me your star tirfa, the star that Bezalel will give you that you have right to come back to me to collect, and I'll pay you. But till then, well, I don't know who said they're going to win in Bezalel. So, Terrence, you don't want to deal with ASIC? That's your problem. You bought the karka, the sale is final, it's done. Okay, Zakrashi, top of the page. Asikin is Erin.
Except
that
the calf may not fight it, the calf may not fight it so much, and
base because he has a prize. Yeah. Okay, but Reuven says, right now you can't back out. The Shah's watch out in the first lashon, because the argument of the second lashon is sounds very, very compelling. Let's see Rashi. Tosis asks the Kasha, but the. Ikad Amri. Asikin is Erin. Actually, hits the boy Yochel Asibay. Imlin Nosan Mos. He hasn't paid yet, so he can back out because there was no Kenya Chazaka, there was no Kenya Kesef, so the sale wasn't final yet. Once there's a Chazaka, and Yochel Asibay, Shakarka, Nikta Bechazaka. Karka is kind of a Chazaka, Ki Amrle Chazeka Kani. The law is that Kenya Chazaka only works if the owner tells the Lakeach, go chazeko kini, make a kinyan chazak and be kona. V'yeshem asikin miyad, menosim mos lachar zman. Some do the kinyan chazak right away and pay afterwards. V'sheikzik bo, nischai b'mos. So if that's in that situation, as soon as he does kinyan chazak, he now owns the karka and he owes the money. So he can't back out, he still owes the money. Because he said, chiyosa sak katan, it's a small bag of kitri, the kitri molik shorim, full of knots. Sivarta b'kibalta. B'demei chatichus kasev. Klerman, nisrasitza l'abid mosecha misafik. You agreed that we're makabel this bag of problems. That's part of, you bought it like that. I feel Machrayas Nami, Machrola, even though he sold to Machrayas, and Yochel Lachsaboy, Machmas Hasikin, he can't back out because there's an Asik going on. But Min and Soif Alehader. So why don't we argue that eventually he's going to come back to Reuben anyway? So why do we have to go through the whole process in Bezdin? Just back out of the sale and goodbye? So you can't say that. Domalei. Because Reuben tells Shimon, Achmi Tirfako, Shtar Tirfam Bezdin, show me the shtar that you got from Bezdin that they gave you the right to come and collect from me. Shekosu Lacha, Shiyotso Asada Miyotka Bidin, Vataksu La Litrik, that you lost the Sada through due process in Bezdin, and now for your right to come back to me. So show me that, Vasham Lacha, then I'll pay you. But Kosman Shalayotso Miyotka, until you show me that, Lo Yashalim, not paying anything. Shahaba Erin, Shane Zerchem Adin, there's a lot of times that people make claims in Bezdin and they lose. So why are we backing out now? Let's see what happens, and then we'll deal with it. So what's the argument of the first Lashon? But it's a very good argument. Just because there's an Asik, but why should he have right? If he sold Bakrai, is that a right to back out because there's an Asik? No, you don't. You have a right. The marker has a right to say, like the second lesson says. Listen, let's see what happens. Then we'll deal with it. But you can't back out of a sale, which you did a kinyan in already, because you're scared. Right? So Tosis says no. That part of Bakrai is Tosis, the first lesson holds. Tosis ikad amri. That part of Bakrai is the same way Bakrai is they have the guarantee. Included in the Chrayas, there's a logic that the person is saying, the point is, I want to buy karka, which is Meshupa. Meshupa means that it's kam. That there's there's a underlying assumption that the point of people who buy by Chrayas is that they want to have guarantees. Part of the guarantee is not to have to deal with a socket. So, included in it is not so much that for sure you come back to me, Tosis says, even if it's not for sure. But this itself is part of what the Chrayas is guaranteeing me, not to have to deal with the Asik. So that's why he's right there back out, according to the first Lashon. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah ramps it up a little bit. Yeah, tonight it's been pretty easy. Okay. He married three women, umes, and now he dies. Each woman has a claim, 1 to 100, 1 to 200, 1 to 300. And the ksubas of all three, Rashi adds, all took place on the same day. He only left over one mon of property. So the halacha is that chalk and b'shav, they divided equally. So in the mon, they all have equal rights to a mon. The fact that a woman has a claim of 200 or 300 is irrelevant. Each one has a right to a mon. So they divide the money equally. Hayisham Masayim. So there was 200 there. So Shamana Natalis Chamishim. The woman who has her tzuba is 100 gets 50. Shal Masayim b'shal shalosh meyos shloisha shal zov. The woman who has a ksuv of 200, woman a ksuv of 300, each one gets 75, which is 3 denari zov. A denari zov is 25 denari kasif. So 3 times 25 is 75. The more grapples with why did she get 50? The argument is in the first mana, she has the same right as everybody else, so she should get 33. And the second mana, she doesn't have any rights to. So so what should happen is she should get 33. She should get 33. She should get 33. And then the second mana, there'd be 50 and 50. So they should get 83 and 83. She should get 33. Why 50? So that's the Morris Kash. What'll be if the Hoyisham Shalish Meis, there's 300. Again, Shalmana on the Talis Chamishim. So the one of the mana gets 50. the one of the Messiah, Shem Messiah, gets a mana. Shem Shalosh Meyers, Shisha Shel Zahav. She gets 150. Okay. V'chein Gimel Shetilu Lekis. Three people contributed into a purchase agreement. They're all putting money in to buy something. They're investing in something. And Pichso Ahusiru Kalkein Cholkin. And they put in different amounts. And then the return of the investment either went down or it went up. So they either took a loss or they took a gain. So this is how we divide it. Okay. You imagine.